Yeah, got a new show for y'all.
Got a damn good show.
Chicago, Chicago, Chicago. Y'all lost cause.
Yep. Y'all sanctuary city.
Y'all vote for these idiots.
Yeah, sanctuary.
It doesn't matter if you got the resources, you got the money. Yeah. You are a sanctuary city.
I don't really get that sanctuary city thing because that's against, it goes against our federal immigration laws. How can you create a law so criminals can come in your country? It doesn't make sense.
Does it?
It's a contradiction is what it is. You create a law so criminals can bypass your immigration laws. That's a contradiction.
Anyway, so the Chicago mayor, who's worse than Lori Lightfoot, he's even more progressive than her.
Progressive is a euphemism for crazy.
Unrealistic. Right? And he tweeted this. Let me put up the tweet. This is a while ago he tweeted this.
Black man.
March 10th. You know a white man can't get voted in.
He a good, strong black man.
look, Chicago.
Good, strong black man. Keith.
Chicago must lead with and live with the promise to be a sanctuary city.
That's right.
Longtime Chicagoans don't have to lose for new arrivals to gain.
What?
That's a contradiction. There's enough space at the table for all of us to sit and eat. What the hell is you talking about? Immigrants are welcome here. Sanctuary cities is not sustainable.
It's not.
Because they don't stop coming. It's unsustainable.
Unsustainable.
Word of the day, kids. Unsustainable. Like, I can't keep... I told my wife, I'm unsustainable. I can't keep going for hours. You see what I'm saying? It's unsustainable.
You're going to get about 10, 15 minutes. Better hurry up and get yours.
Right? So, Texas has been shipping a lot of immigrants there, right?
Yeah.
And now it's starting to overwhelm the system. And now they're starting to take away resources for the actual citizens of Chicago and giving it to the migrants. Let's go to the first video.
We got some videos.
Outrage brewing from Chicago parents over the news that the Park District is rearranging activities in order to accommodate migrants.
Courtney Torsha, a single mom with two boys, ages 8 and 10, was blindsided Tuesday when her son's after-school program was shut down here at Brands Park in Avondale, and she got zero notice.
They were planning to repurpose the facility without a timeline to help house and process the asylum seekers.
The Chicago Park District says, quote, in partnership with the city of Chicago's efforts to provide respite to asylum seekers, the Chicago Park District will temporarily relocate spring programming from Brands Park to alternate locations. But this letter to parents from Lene Elementary School, where Torsha's children are students, clearly says, in part, Brands Park has announced the cancellation of their summer program.
I'm a single mom. That's a very big concern for me.
In the 15th Ward, Alderman Raymond Lopez says the city is also eyeing Gage Park in his district.
And the local community park is their only sanctuary. And just as these individuals came to Chicago seeking sanctuary from their homeland, these parks are the sanctuary of our children.
No, it ain't.
The former South Shore High School on the south side of Chicago could also be home to migrants. That decision could happen tomorrow. There will be a meeting there at 6 in the evening.
All right, so you hear what she said right there? The other part of the city, there's this vacant school that they want to make it like a sanctuary for the immigrants, right? And it went crazy at this one. The black people showed up.
The nigga showed up.
The nigga showing up now. See how civil the white woman is, right? Wait till the nigga show up. You know those people that burn their own damn cities down? You had illegal immigrants come here. I'm going to burn my damn neighborhood down, bitch.
Hey, you know what's crazy, man? You black people vote over 90% clip to Democrats. Y'all actually voted for this. Y'all was in favor of this.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the
next. What's the problem now, nigga?
Hey, man.
What?
You need to calm down.
You telling me to calm down?
Yeah.
You want to rewind the tape and look what you said?
Let's go to the next video of the black people coming in.
Cheryl, tonight the city of Chicago has not said if their plans to open what they call a respite center in the former shuttered South Shore High School have been finalized. But people who live in that neighborhood made it very clear how they feel.
We as a community have been fighting for years to have access to this school. once the city unjustly closed it.
For city leaders who came looking for a conversation over opening the doors of a shuttered South Shore high school to migrants.
What's important is that we really establish that this is a humanitarian crisis, and we're here.
Okay. We as a community right, have been right fighting there. For...
So, a humanitarian crisis.
Yeah, no! Remember when Trump said this is a crisis? Mm-hmm. Oh, it's not a crisis.
Yeah.
Remember they said that? It's, oh, it's not a crisis at the border. That's all the Democrats keep saying. When you bring the crisis to them, oh, now it's a crisis.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. All right, keep rolling.
South Shore residents responded with resounding rejection.
While this crisis may constitute an emergency for the city of Chicago, it does not constitute an emergency for the South Shore community.
Incoming migrants have overwhelmed district police stations the hundreds.
It's my turn. It's my turn. Hello.
But city leaders could barely eke out a word of the details about a proposed respite center at the former South Shore High School.
When it comes to the total number of people at South Shore at any given point in time, it is fluid. We'd start with 250, 500.
How could you do that without consulting us?
I am concerned with safety in the area.
The Chicago Police Department will put 24/7 officers at that location.
Those are exactly the kind of services Southside residents say they begged for and been denied.
Every homeless immigrant that you bring in, that you scoop up one of the homeless individuals in our community, I think that would be fair.
Tonight, we also learned that a field house in the city's North Suburban or North Avondale neighborhood will also close to the public temporarily because they plan to turn that into a respite center as well. Now, this surge of migrants into the city of Chicago comes on the heels of Brandon Johnson administration handover. And today we caught up with him at two separate events. He refused to answer questions about the migrants.
The mayor refused to answer questions.
You know what's crazy? Black people was once the number two demographic in this country, and you were very important when it came to elections.
Yeah.
But you do realize these Mexicans,
these Salvadorians, these Venezuelans.
Yeah, the Latinos, they're the number two demographic in this country. That's no longer you.
Yeah, you know that racist theory Tucker Carlson has been trying to tell y'all about, that, hey, they trying to replace American citizens because they just bring these people in this country to change the demographics so they can be more powerful than Democrats? It's all true.
Yeah.
You black people just not finding that out.
Y'all ain't even number two anymore.
Yeah. Y'all was getting sloppy seconds. And that was pretty good. Now you getting sloppy thirds and fourths and fifths. I mean, that's why you should adopt a... America first approach. They didn't ask y'all for y'all's permission. They just did it because they're looking at these people as potential voters.
Yeah, this is not sustainable because these illegal immigrants, they're going to have kids. That's the first thing. They already making them right now. They up in the damn respite center like, come on, make this baby. We'll have us a baby here.
We need an anchor baby so we can stay here.
Yeah, and that kid going to be able to vote.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, these Democrats with the black voter, see, y'all playing checkers. These Democrats playing chess with y'all. Y'all don't even realize it.
Yeah. What's most important to a Democrat is their ability to stay in office. That's why they're bringing in all these immigrants. It's not because they want to make our immigration system better, you know, or give people a second chance at life and have a better life.
That's not about
that. It's not about that. It's about staying in power to get that vote. That's the only reason why they're letting these people come in, because the majority of these people don't even seek the... Don't even seek the ability to become a citizen in this country.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They don't have the prerequisites. Yeah. They can't even seek asylum because unless you're coming from a country like Ukraine, Russia, China, yeah. But coming from these other countries, no. They're just poor.
Yeah, you people are screwed. Wait about another 10 years. That place is going to be a little Mexico. Damn, good show.
Told y'all, now I've been trying to tell you niggas for years, man. You niggas won't listen, man. You niggas will not listen. Y'all deserve every bit of it because y'all voted that way.